Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, and here we are 11 years after the staged terror attacks of 9/11 that were meant to bring a new dark age of tyranny over the Western world and then the rest of the planet. Staged false flag event 110%. I'm going to be reviewing some of the smoking guns of 9/11 today here. And I'm going to open the phones up in the first hour and try to actually go to your calls early in the first hour, specifically on 9/11. Now, we have to define what an inside job means. There is no doubt, that's even the cover of the New York Post, you know, Bush knew, that the government knew and ordered the FBI and others to stand down. But then as you research it deeper, you find out that they found magic passports that they hadn't really found. There was frame-up evidence. They announced Building 7 had fallen into its own footprint at free fall an hour before it fell on three different news channels, CNN, then to BBC. And then BBC said, that's not real footage. We're like, of course it's real footage. And then later, they admitted that, indeed, it was their footage. And then I predicted it was Reuters had sent them an internal feed because they have to get out ahead of a story, like, why is this building about to fall? And it turned out 2 years after we first exposed that, they're like, oh, yeah, it was a Reuters internal feed. Because I went and researched that BBC gets internal feeds mainly from Reuters, Thomson Reuters. And so that's where it was fed. You want to know who did 9/11? Find out who told the people at Reuters that information. Kind of like before Lee Harvey Oswald's name was even in the news or he was arrested. In Dallas back in 1963, Colonel Fletcher Prouty, the head of Black Ops, who'd been sent out of the country, he'd been sent to Antarctica. He was coming back through Australia and areas and sees the newspaper with Lee Harvey Oswald. You know, back in the old days, newspapers came out sometimes 10 times a day in major cities. It was like television at the time. And there was a, you know, extra, extra, read all about it. Lee Harvey Oswald kills JFK, president of the United States, dead. And then he goes and checks time zones when he gets back, and it wasn't even in the news yet. It wasn't in the U.S. news for hours. So they get caught screwing this stuff up. It's like they got caught running drills of the exact same bus, exact same trains, at the exact same time, being bombed by the exact same jihadis on 7-7 in London. So this stuff comes out. They get caught. Now, are we saying the whole government did this? No, compartmentalized criminal groups. And we've got a pretty clear image of exactly what they did on 9/11. And then now, 11 years hence, no one can deny that this was used to destroy liberty, set up a police state that they now say is not pointed at darling Al-Qaeda. As the CFR said a month and a half ago, they said, quote, we need Al-Qaeda. They're good. And it's all over the news. In fact, I just saw one of the headlines here at Infowars.com while I was just talking. Every day, mainstream news, LA Times, Reuters, you name it, is like, yeah, they're using Al-Qaeda to attack Syria. In fact, I saw a CNN report early this morning when I got up about 5 a.m., and it was Al-Qaeda getting, you know, steam again, Al-Qaeda building itself up again now that it's got a foothold in Syria and Libya. I mean, the government wants to set up checkpoints on the highway saying there's terrorists everywhere, and they gave 10,000 missiles to Al-Qaeda in Libya. 2,000 of them heat-seeking or radar-guided. That means an aircraft's coming in or taking off, it's got its radar on. You fire that missile, it goes right into the radar cone on that aircraft. Or you got a cruise ship coming in that's got radar, right into the conning tower of it. Heat seekers, right into the engines. That'll end your day real quick. That's no easy day. We'll be back. It's 9/11. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime. Reflecting on my past life. Cause at 5 o'clock they take me to the gallows pole.
The sands of time.
The sands of time for me are running low.
The sands of time for all of us are running low. Death could come at any moment. The only thing that lives forever is truth and justice and the continuation of life. The great struggle between those that promote lies and slavery and domination and those who have a dream for humanity to travel to the stars. It is 11 years after the tragic attacks of September 11th, 2001. It is September 11th, 2012. And no one can deny, regardless of what you think about those attacks, that A, they have been used to set up a modern East German-style police state in the Western world, B, that system is now being fully flipped onto domestic populations. C, we are being publicly told in every major publication, including CFR.org, Council on Foreign Relations, the real government in this country, they write the reports that Congress adopts, that the executive adopts, that Al-Qaeda is good and that we should work with Al-Qaeda. In fact, at about 5 a.m. this morning, I actually IM'd this CNN report at 5:11 a.m., as you can see here on my iPhone. If you guys give me a document cam shot, I'll show people this looking, watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. On 9/11, Al-Qaeda looks to Syria to revive its fortunes. And then right in front of us, like we're ignorant, like we're stupid, they tell us, though, that we have to continue to give up our liberties and give up our freedoms because Al-Qaeda is coming after us. And they can only do this in a vacuum of reality being derelict. This can only be done with a so-called informed population that is so disconnected from facts and common sense and logic. I mean, think about the magnitude of this. 11 years after those spectacular, theatrical, bloodletting events that happened, that was something out of a Godzilla movie where he destroys Tokyo, but in living high-def color, and then replayed to us thousands of times, and school children taught to hide under their desk because Osama bin Laden is coming to get them. And as I pointed out at the time, hey, Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA, British intelligence, Israeli intelligence, and Pakistani intelligence. And then I pointed out, hey, the Times of London and even Newsweek are admitting. They'll admit so much but report it like it's no big deal. That they flew tens of thousands of Al-Qaeda and Taliban cream, was one term they used in the news, the leadership, and of course before 9/11 wouldn't let Colonel Schaefer kill bin Laden when he was in drone sites, not once but twice, confirmed to be OBL. And then after they have the 9/11 attacks, they send in the Northern Alliance, and Al-Qaeda goes and gets conscripts, an average of 14 years of age, digs them in outside Kabul and other cities, and then with the CIA has a staged attack. They even had a staged fake war where they then bombed all those trenches and killed all those teenagers, killed all those kids, while the real Al-Qaeda sat back living in hotels, not even underground, not being attacked. And special forces, this came out in the news at the time. You can go back and look at late 2001, early 2002, during the, quote, invasion and takeover of Afghanistan, where generals even went public. That's how we know. People say, well, somebody would talk if this was going on. They did. They said, look, we're told to leave him alone. We're told not to capture him. When we did capture the head of the Taliban, their head general with Al-Qaeda, we were told load him on C-130s, fly him over the mountains to Pakistan, and give him big chest of gold. Is there any question who these guys work for? And I'm going, Times of London, Newsweek, Associated Press, reporting this. It's not like it's some secret and people are going, oh, shut up, conspiracy theorist. And I'm like, no, no, here it is. It's not that the CIA created Al-Qaeda and they got out of control. They've always been under their control. In 1979, when Zbigniew Brzezinski set it up, you go see that movie, Charlie Wilson's War, or whatever it's called. It says all that started in the mid-1980s. No, it didn't. It didn't start in 1983, 84, 85. It started in 79. Brzezinski's written two books about it, National Security Advisor, Jimmy Carter. Then they used the Al-Qaeda against the Serbs in Kosovo. And when the Serbs fought back, they said, oh, the Serbs are killing civilians. They went in, carpet bombed it with DU weaponry, including bombing Belgrade, which is in the north, blew up TV stations, you name it, blew up their energy grid, blew up their water grid, and then gave the South to Al-Qaeda, who are now on record this year. This was rumors 10 years ago. Now it's in the news that whoever's left, the Christian Serbs, they round them up and cut them open and have aircraft waiting, UN aircraft nearby, Pristina, and they fly out with their organs. Just type in KLA selling Serb organs. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. And then they use Al-Qaeda again against Russia in Chechnya and other areas on record. And now they've used Al-Qaeda against Libya. They're the main brigade, the main leading force. They wear black uniforms with the Al-Qaeda patch. It's on Reuters, it's BBC, showing them brigades in black uniforms with their patches, with their flags, lining up Christians and just machine gunning them. And it's back of the paper. Oh, look at our cute little Al-Qaeda, what they're doing. And I'm supposed to sit here and fly out of Austin Bergstrom Airport and have the manager walk over and go, you're Alex Jones, you're a troublemaker. And I'm looking at some gray-haired guy a few months ago. I mean, I'm describing bald head, you know, guy about 5'8", gray on his sides, obviously the manager. He goes, you're a troublemaker. And I'm going, come on, man. He starts chatting me down. I go, come on, man. The government runs Al-Qaeda. Come on. I mean, your boss has put the underwear bomber on the plane, and he didn't want people hearing that. He goes, all right, just get out of here. Oh, you don't want me to sit there and actually get back in your face. I'm supposed to play this game that bin Laden's hiding in my underwear when the U.S. government on record in congressional testimony admits the Undersecretary of State, Mr. Kennedy, testified. It's on YouTube. It's on C-SPAN.org. That the U.S. agency ordered the State Department to get him on the aircraft without a passport. Exactly what our witness, lawyer, now he's won the primary for Congress in Michigan, what our witness said a month and a half before it was admitted, came out in Congress. Okay, listen, I'm not playing the game with you anymore, okay? They planted two passports on 9/11 that supposedly survived the fireball. NORAD did stand down. There was a drill of the same targets being hit, just like 7/7 in London. They had a drill of the same targets being hit at the same time so that the rest of the agencies pick up the chatter. They're told it's just a drill. If your operatives get caught doing it, you say it's a drill. I mean, you fund the attack through the drill. This is all a playbook, and I have to sit here and watch people go along with it. So what is the point of sitting here and going through the hundreds of smoking guns that I can cover today? I mean, I'll go through some of them, the top 20 or so, and get into a bunch of other news. But the issue is, I told you 11 years ago this would be used to go after libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, anti-globalists. Because that was already what all the manuals were for. We'd already broken all the ones under Clinton. We had the current ones. Bush was continuing it. We knew. Then, a year into the attacks, by 2002, we got the manuals of what they were teaching InfraGuard and all these citizen spy corps. And it was none of it was about Al-Qaeda. It was all about, because people were getting mad at these meetings. A lot of them were anti-Muslim folks that really wanted to buy into the narrative. They go and they're learning how conservative libertarians are going to blow up federal buildings and how the founding fathers are bad and all this. And they're like, what? So that's why we got leaked all that information by police, federal marshals, FBI, state police, you name it, good people. You get a room of cops in there and tell them George Washington's bad. They're like, you know, what planet are you from? So the point is that I knew this was going on behind the scenes. Now it's public. So regardless of what happened on 9/11, it's being used to take our freedom. By who? Not the government. The government itself has been hijacked by foreign banks who have announced a world government. I'll give you the number when we come back.
Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing a brand new book for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in the challenging days ahead. The Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets is packed with hard-hitting information on self-reliance gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, home security, and more. At 436 pages, there's simply nothing like it anywhere. Get the Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets by going to offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com or call 800-206-4095. That's 800-206-4095. Order online and get our top 14 off-the-grid special reports free with your order. Reports like Cash Garden, how to grow all the food you'll ever need and stick to your guns, how to legally carry firearms almost anywhere, anytime, plus 12 more reports worth over $350, all free with your order. Order today at offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95. It includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise.
Jawahiri. Jawahiri. Here's an example of the total twilight zone I have now entered. During that break, I went back into the coffee room where we have a big television set on, either Fox, CNN, or CNBC. And there was the brother of Zawahiri. Reportedly, he was number one in Al-Qaeda at one time, who they claim they killed. They're always killing the same guy over and over again. Again, why don't they just pick new boogeymen? It's the practice getting away with incredible lies. And they were on there with the CNN reporter, and it just so happened Jacobson had a feeling and was recording it, because we have a DVD recorder in there and randomly record the news sometimes. He was recording it, so he thinks we have a tape of it. And, yeah, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. They just printed it. I saw this three minutes ago, ran around like a chicken with my head cut off, and the guys just found it. CNN, exclusive, Al-Qaeda's leader brother offers peace plan. Zawahiri's brother, I'm in there during the break, and they are breaking the news. I just can't handle this anymore, that Al-Qaeda is going to be our friend now. Ladies and gentlemen, Al-Qaeda always worked for the globalist. America's been taken over by megabanks. How are they going to get our liberties and get us to accept a police state? Say that a foreign shadowy group attacked us, set up a police state, and then flip it onto us, which they've now done. There's still time to turn this around. And I'll never forget Larry King Live, a week after 9/11, he had Prince Bandar, known as Bandar Bush, because he's such friends with the Bushes, on. And Larry King was running down bin Laden, Osama bin Laden, and bringing up the fact that his family was allowed, you got to give Larry King credit for that, to leave the country. When all of their air traffic was shut down for 3 days, they were allowed to fly out on 18 flights. It was also on local Miami news. They'd call that a conspiracy theory when I raised it, even though it was on the news. They counted on you not knowing how to find it. And he was running down bin Laden, and Bandar goes, "You do not speak of him this way. He is hero in my country." And this is the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the U.S. Larry King knows he's not supposed to run down Saudi Arabia. That's one of the biggest owners of the media in this country, or at least investors. Not technically controllers, but be technical owners. And he goes, "Okay, all right. Well, tell us about bin Laden." And he goes into how great bin Laden is. Somebody's got to dig that tape up. I saw it. The point is that's how ridiculous all this is. They got to make Al-Qaeda the hero in the Middle East, set up bases everywhere, and now is being used as a globalist invasion force to take over. So in a weird way, it's true when they say Obama wants to have Muslims take over. It's actually true. But it's not like all Muslims or he's a Muslim in doing it. A certain group out of Saudi Arabia, not just Sunnis, but a tiny minority group that dominates the 80% of Muslims that are Sunni. The globalists make deals with the most powerful. The Chinese, several hundred million. They use them and slave labor to leverage out their competition and take over economically. Militarily, they build up the United States as the enemy of the Russians, while the globalists actually funded both sides to have the U.S. be the physical muscle. But the shock force Arab Legion Brigade model, and that's what the British set up in around 1900 or so, right through 1920, they created Saudi Arabia and other areas. They call it the Arab Legion, the Arab Brigade. And then Hitler went in the 40s and took over these groups, and then CIA after that. It's who they used to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh in 53, in Iran. So, and again, I'm moving quicker. I don't talk to you like you're an idiot and hold up an Al-Qaeda puppet and go, "This is the bad man, and you, what are you going to do?" "I'm going to give my rights up." That's right. And what are you going to do? "Let the TSA stick their hands down my pants." I mean, I don't talk to you like you're a five-year-old, ladies and gentlemen. Look, this isn't that hard to figure out if you're a new listener, okay? The British intelligence, when it was the big empire, created radical Muslim sect of highly militarized, vicious, brave people, some of the Bedouins in Saudi Arabia, which wasn't even Saudi Arabia then. They let them take over. They've used them ever since. It's very simple. Now they're getting ready to put Al-Qaeda to bed and say they're good guys now. End that fake war and start the new war where they let them take over all these major countries, including the countries surrounding Russia. And they're now going to be the good guys attacking Russia, and I'll be called a commie Russia lover if I don't support Al-Qaeda. And so will you. Toll-free number on 9/11 calls. What you think the biggest smoking guns are? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Have your question ready. We'll move to the next person, hopefully. Get a lot of people in here. Oh, by the way, the government now admits the dust was deadly. They knew it. They covered it up. I mean, again, they're just criminal murderers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Men, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are live! How do you take a once free society with a Bill of Rights and Constitution, an example of liberty and freedom to the world? How do you take that country and make it an example of tyranny for others to emulate? Well, you blow up a bunch of buildings. You have one plane hit, so all the cameras aim at it. Then another one comes in, and you blow up those buildings. The command center, the CIA command base, Building 7, 400 yards away, that's where you're running the attacks from. You blow it up and tell people fires did it. Falls into its own footprint, but you screw up. You announce it's fallen in its own footprint an hour before. and then again 25 minutes before, and then the police say, yeah, we've been told they're going to blow it up, get back. And I heard it on NPR, I heard it on CBS radio. I told people about that for years, and finally the news began as internet space got cheaper by 2005, 2006, dumping all those old archives on, and people found archive after archive on CBS, NPR, CNN, BBC of exactly what I said I heard that day while driving to get a pizza. Because I've been on air from 9 a.m. or so that morning right through to about 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern. I drove down to Mr. Gaddy's, or was it Conan's, right down the street from my house. It was Conan's pizza, and I was driving, and I'm listening to CBS, and they're saying, yeah, Building 7, Solomon's Brothers, they don't want it to fall and damage the buildings. So they're going to control demolition and so they can control its fall. And by the time I go in, get the pizza, drive home 5 minutes and get in, they're like, Building 7 has fallen. It's fallen in its own footprint from fires by itself. And I'm like, so I ran back in because I was doing guest hosting and commentary on all the shows on Genesis right through to like 2 in the morning that night. I ran in at about 5 o'clock, my time, 6 o'clock, New York time. About 30 minutes after they'd blown it up, and I was like, did anybody hear that? Did anybody see that? And callers were like, yeah, it was on our local news. And then the CNN footage and others started coming out of the cops going, get back, they're going to bring it down. Boom, boom, boom. And the blast squids. Pew, 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 pew. I mean, Building 7 really is the smoking gun. And they said, oh, it didn't fall at free fall, because physicists had said it's impossible with fire to have something fall free fall. No building's ever fallen from fire, period. Or all you need to demolish one's a Bic lighter. And sure enough, they've made them change the insurance actuaries now nationwide to say, well, now fire can bring down buildings. Now, they've had literally more than 50 big skyscraper fires since then, some that burned for a week. 500-foot red-hot flame, white-hot flame shooting out in China, shooting out in Brazil. Not even built to U.S. standards. Nothing collapses but the ceilings and things. None of the big steel structure even melts. First, they said it all melted. And they said, well, that's impossible, so it weakened. Well, we've got the footage from Tower 1 and 2 of white-hot metal pouring out before they collapse, just like lava. And we have the firefighters. Well, we have the NASA aircraft photos. 6 weeks after, the temperature in the rubble was 1,000 degrees above what jet fuel can burn at with an oxygen tank blasting on it. You can have a setup to basically blacksmith injecting air in, and you can't get it up to that. They use some really high-tech stuff. We got the firefighters saying, yeah, we dug down in there weeks later, and it was like lava pouring down. And we have other clips of firefighters who went in there after the planes had hit. They're way down in the bottom, and they're like, there was like lava. 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 Your big, hot oak fire in your fireplace with that iron grate that melts a lot easier than steel, coke steel, constructional steel, does it even get red? Very rarely, maybe right on the edge where all the coals are at. And when it does get red hot or white hot, does it melt? No, it doesn't. And they had the whistleblower inside Underwriting Laboratories go public, Mr. Ryan, and say, hey, we did internal studies. Said it was impossible. They told me not to go public with it. I'm going public. Boom. Fired. And then the media spun it. Mr. Jones is saying firefighters blew up the towers and police. No, they were just told get back. I've interviewed. I've gone and found in New York, had them on the show, the police officers who were on the video on local TV and on CNN when they're saying get back, who heard the countdown. They were just told, get back, it's coming down, and then heard the countdown over the radio. The government even had a countdown before they blew the towers up. It's all in my film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, second edition. Because I did a second edition because right after the film came out, they came out with all the news about Building 7 and everything. Yeah, there's the USGS heat maps that we're showing on screen of up to 3,000 degrees up to 6 weeks later in the towers. Now, are you going to buy into any of that, ladies and gentlemen? Again, and I told you they were going to use the Shanghai Rights, and now they admit they run Al-Qaeda. We're not saying the FBI agent down the street is involved. We're not saying the state police officer down the street's involved. We're not saying a bureaucrat's involved. We're not saying the Congress people on average are involved. Bush didn't want to testify to Congress under oath. They had to have a closed session. Something like this, a lot of evidence shows Bush himself probably didn't even know. Criminal mole elements at the highest levels. Cheney, 1 month before 9/11, changed the 1957 NORAD parameters for the first and only time, stating and issuing the order. It's public. With the Pentagon protection seal on it and everything, that NORAD was to stand down during a hijacked missile attack. Aircraft is a missile. And that no one in NORAD had the power to shoot down aircraft anymore, even though they'd always had that power as a one-star general or admiral and above, or their designate on duty. Aircraft's coming into the city, aircraft's coming into the base, shoot it down. That's a default position. They had missiles on top of the Pentagon. They don't want you to know about that. That's on record. They did drills that day of it being hit to make everybody stand down. They hit the area they were constructing on. The aircraft did maneuvers that no pilot could do, and mainline fighter pilots and commercial pilots have gone public. Had to be computerized guided. White hot flash. Everyone reported smelling cordite. I've interviewed witnesses that survived inside where the FBI came in and told them, you didn't see this, you didn't see that. All of this is going on, ladies and gentlemen. And then Cheney, 1 week after 9/11, rescinded the order and gave the shoot-down power back to the military. The military, when they finally released the 9/11 tapes, you've got the FAA, you've got NORAD going, I've never seen so many simulations and drills live time. Wait, I just lost control of my screen. They were deleting the inputs so they couldn't track them. They ordered the F-16s to fly at stall speed. All this came out. Do you know what it's like to be informed? I could go on. I have over 500 smoking guns here just in the stack right over here. I'm going to cover some of them tonight on the nightly news. I'll get to some of them today as well, but I want to go to your phone calls. And I'm going to go over some briefing points as well. There's 20 of them that I think are important to cover, but we'll do that in the next hour. And I've got a bunch of other news that I want to hit as well. A 16-year-old questioned by FBI over pro-Ron Paul YouTube video. Yeah, that's on drudgereport.com. That's our Infowars.com Paul Watson article. Another Al-Qaeda boogeyman bought back to life from the dead and killed off again. News deflects from scathing reports to U.S. drone use. We're going to get into where the AP says they've killed somebody they claim they've killed before, and they never retract the last story. And then again, I just said I saw this during the last break, and they found it on CNN. Imagine, I'm there getting coffee, and it's like, a peace deal with Al-Qaeda may be reached. And I'm like, what? CNN reports Al-Qaeda wants to work with America. Right? And in the segment leading out, I said they're getting ready to give Al-Qaeda a facelift and say they're good guys, and now say the new enemy is libertarians and conservatives and patriots and anti-globalists. And now it's happened. Exclusive, Al-Qaeda leader's brother offers peace plan. Okay, let's go to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Derek in Tennessee, a 1470 AM WBCR listener. Welcome, sir. Thanks for holding.
God bless you, Alex Jones.
Well, God bless you, my friend. What's on your mind?
Well, over the weekend, I saw my sister back in Missouri and my dad, and I was, you know, the conversation, I can't not talk about this stuff. Once you learn about it, you have to talk about it. And I said, all you got to do is go in and look at three pictures, the picture of the Pennsylvania field, the picture of the Pentagon, and then a picture of a 737 crash somewhere else in the world. I can't get them to even do that. But those are my big smoking guns where I get started.
And, of course, in every other big jet air crash, it's over a mile or more. There's people everywhere, fuselage. But we have even the police who are on the scene go, yeah, we couldn't find anything. It was a hole in the ground. And the other state police said, no, we saw F-16s chasing it, and they shot it down.
Yeah, well, where's the debris? I even know a gal here in Knoxville that used to be a airline stewardess, flight attendant. She says she had a former flight attendant go down in that field and died in that crash, and they won't believe anything that I try to tell them about it.
Well, you know, I remember hearing this and not believing it on the day of 9/11, and then it came out in the local news that they landed another Flight 93 and got everybody off at a NASA hangar. What was that, in Pennsylvania? I mean, that's what it was actually in the local news. I we're talking Twilight Zone. And then you read Operation Northwoods, the Pentagon plan to hijack jets and fly them into things, but by remote control and have the other jet with the same tail numbers land and have CIA employees get off. They wanted to use deep cover CIA civilian employees that they had embedded in society. This was in 63 they wanted to do this, to claim they'd all died, then sheep dip them and give them new identities. Just so they could say, hey, look, real people died. And you notice all those aircraft had right at 22% occupancy. So they set it all up that day so they wouldn't have to fake the deaths of that many people. I mean, we pretty much know what they did. I don't like to speculate, but if you look at Northwoods, it's pretty clear. What do you think about the magic passports, not one but two, surviving out of their clothing, out of the fireball, out of the building, to 6 feet of dust and rubble on the ground, and being found that day by the FBI? Do you believe that?
It's ridiculous is what it is.
They also found one at Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Yes, I heard that too. I hadn't heard about the 6,000-degree temperatures, though, 6 weeks after that. They were at the ground.
No. It was more like 3,000, which is about over 1,000 degrees. If you heard 6,000, you misheard or I misspoke. It was 3,000.
I misheard, probably. Well, hey, that's all I wanted to say. God bless you, man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling. Scott in Idaho. Scott, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, even though my republic's basically been sacrificed on the altar of the 9/11 hoax.
Can you say ominous parallels?
Yes, ominous parallels.
To Germany in 1939, I understand that you read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
Yeah, you're talking about Operation Gleiwitz, which is part of Operation Himmler?
That's right. And you asked earlier, what's the point in going over all this? The point is the gas chambers at Auschwitz and the adjoining crematoria, viewed from a short distance, weren't sinister-looking places. It was impossible to tell what they were. Over them were well-kept lawns with flower borders, signs at the entrances that simply said baths. The unsuspecting prisoners thought they were simply being taken to the baths for the delousing, which was customary at all camps.
Well, it was the same thing in the Soviet camps that the Nazis modeled a lot of it off of. They were really prisoner of war camps, which were modeled off of the reservations here, which were prisoner of war camps. And, they would tell them that, you know, everything was fine. We're taking you somewhere for you to be safe. And now under the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, it says, oh, during the collapse, we'll have these camps for you, but there will be re-education, though. We will have to re-educate you and make sure you're not a troublemaker. Mm-hmm.
We're going to the baths. Alex, beautiful Viennese Parisian operetta music.
You know, I did read that they would play them happy music. But that means it's happy. I mean, it's, you know.
Our problem is, Alex, we're just not drinking enough fluoridated water or eating enough toxic foods, all of which has been deemed to be safe by the same government that told us what happened on 9/11. They don't have to march us to the gas chambers, Alex. They're bringing the gas chambers to us with the chemtrails, with the environmental toxins, nuclear radiation.
And telling us it's all good. I appreciate your call. Last night, I was exercising. And then I went to get a salad for dinner because I was already so late getting out of work and then going to exercise that I wasn't going to get to see my children. So I pulled into a restaurant and I was eating a blue cheese wedge salad as my dinner. And everyone at the bar where I was eating was a listener. There were about six people at the bar. They were all listeners, all of them, which, again, just statistically, this is happening all over the place now. I mean, I can't even gauge how big our audience is. But I'm not bragging. The point is, it's good news. The word's spreading. And this fella comes over with his friend. He goes, hey, I'm a longshoreman. It's not really time for me to retire, but I'm close enough. I'm getting out because they're trying to force me to take an anthrax shot. And he knew all about it, how they did two rounds with the military that killed a bunch of people. Their own doctors said no. It was a experimental. You can't make military take that. But he said, well, we're under a Navy contract. So they just say you're fired if you don't. So I said, I quit. And he was talking about all the health issues, people that took them. I mean, folks, it doesn't even protect you, the smallpox shot, because you can't. That's for a bacteria that's going to replicate most vaccines, but generally they're for viruses. They work better with viruses. Anthrax is like a plant-based bacteria, basically. It's spores. So there's no way to really make a vaccine for them. But the point is, they know that. BioPort up in Michigan, you know, they got suspended and all that. They've given it to people two separate times, and it's killed a bunch of people. And he knew that, but it's come to the point now, okay, well, you're fired. Well, I quit. And I was talking to him, and I saw this military guy with his wife listening to everything we were saying. You could tell he was in the military, haircut, his bearing. He looked all freaked out. And I was just thinking about all these nurses I know who go in now and they go, oh, there's 15 shots you got to take or you're fired. Or you got to wear a mask like you're, you know, a bad person. And then the flu shot makes you get a double the chance the next year of getting the flu. Doesn't protect you from that year's flu. That's all come out in the news. Big companies have been caught adding stuff to it to make you sick. I mean, yeah, they're lining us up and killing us. I mean, it's just so, and now they're getting ready to make the police and first responders take all this stuff. You guys said no in 2002. You better say no again.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Coming up in the third hour, after we've taken a bunch of your phone calls, gone over the 20 smoking guns of 9/11 out of more than 500 I have, and covered the big news of the day, we're going to do two different reports, one with Linda West breaking down the police state, and talking to people, one of our new great reporters, and Aaron Dykes went to Germany and went to the birthplace of the Illuminati. He has an amazing report We're going to premiere here. We premiered it last night on InfoWars Nightly News, but premiere it for the radio audience here in the third hour today. So that is coming up. Also, don't forget, we are listener-supported radio. We are not supported by the globalists. We're supported by our great sponsors. And we are supported by our listeners buying subscriptions to see the radio show and the nightly news show and all my films and so much more. There's like 17 years of material. We've had the site 9.5 years, prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. We'll also get you there. We have 15-day free trials. Each membership is $5.95 a month. It's really six memberships. You can have six people log in simultaneously with the same username and passcode if you choose to share it. Nobody can beat that deal. That comes down to less than a dollar per membership per month, $12 per membership a year, roughly, or a little bit less. So prisonplanet.tv. Also, get together, organize, and meet other patriots, whether it's for shooting clubs or dating or activism at planetinfowars.com. Amazing articles getting written over there as well. Planetinfowars.com. You can get lost over there in that labyrinth of liberty. Planetinfowars.com. Two words together, planetinfowars.com. And we do have the best gravity-fed filters out there, bar none. What I use, what my family uses, ProPure at InfowarsStore.com with 10% off the promo code WATER. You cannot beat that deal. Planetinfowars.com, the social network, and then, of course, InfoWarsStore.com to find the books, the videos, everything, and the ProPure water filtration, Life Straw, Mitophilin. And for the best vitamins and minerals I've found for full spectrum health, you will go to InfoWarsHealth.com. And all of your purchases fund the information warfare revolution. We will restore the republic. Sam in California, thanks for holding. It's 11 years after the inside job. Do you disagree with me? Do you agree? What do you think the big smoking guns are?
Alex, of course I agree with you. As a human being, when something happens, any event, we try to find a logical explanation. It's our natural instinct. You know, when a meteor hits the ground, we look for a crater and so on and so on. And, you know, with 9/11, there is so much evidence that it's overwhelming. And people, most people that I try to speak to about it, just almost shut down and they can't absorb it. They just psychologically, it's too much for them. And, you know, you got to think about it. Psychologically, we're saying something that's challenging their whole entire belief system. So if we can break the code of 9/11 psychologically and actually I'm no expert, but, you know, you have to explain to people who had something to gain from this. What powers are influential enough to pull off something like this?
And, who, you know, stands to gain? Who had the means? And then look at the evidence. Bingo, it's the number one suspects, a military-industrial complex owned by foreign banks who's been caught doing false flags over and over again and planning them, i.e. Things like Operation Northwoods. But what you've said is so key. We've got to take the myth of 9/11 that's been used to kill our republic, and we've got to destroy that myth. And we've really done that. 2 years ago, the media was like, we don't want to cover it now. We want to drop it because they can't really use it. Now they're saying, oh, Al-Qaeda's friendly. They're our friends. It's the American people are the terrorists. That's what this police state's for. So they're hoping we forget that. They want to get off the narrative of 9/11 because it hurts them so bad. Stay there. I want you to be able to finish your points. We'll get to others back in 1 minute. We have the second hour and then third hour straight ahead. But yes, either the 9/11 hoax is destroyed or we're destroyed.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to
eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.